Procedimiento selectivo. 2025. Profesores de escuelas oficiales de idiomas. Prueba práctica. Segundo ejercicio.
You will hear a recording. Answer the questions and write a summary following the instructions on your exam paper. You will listen to the recording twice. Now, read the questions.
It's hard to believe it's been 30 years since Adam Sandler first appeared on Saturday Night Live. But did you know that Sandler was let go just a few years after he joined the cast? We wanted to know why and how he evolved from a TV comic to the rarest of things, a humble movie star who's brought in billions of dollars at the box office. This month, the 53-year-old, who's sometimes described as juvenile, may surprise audiences who think they know the Sandman shtick. He takes on a gritty, dramatic role in a movie called Uncut Gems, and his performance is drawing some of the best reviews of his career. We wondered if all the buzz had turned Sandler into a serious, self-important actor. We got our answer when, fresh off an overnight flight, he wanted to meet us at a basketball court.
It looks like a bunch of high school kids or junior high. Usually I can keep up with that. Actually, no, not usually. How are you doing this?
Three on three.
I fly in, try to find a game somewhere, play, get a little sweat.
His game says a lot about the real Adam Sandler.
Oh, my bad.
Generous with an assist, quick to compliment.
Nice job, buddy.
But with sharp elbows and a tongue to match.
Ball hog.
You've been in New York like 36 hours. How many times have you played basketball?
Oh, that's very good. So yeah. Once with you, then I played right before this. I'd say five sessions.
Is that what you do pretty much every time?
It's kind of when I have nothing to do. I battle eating. Uh-huh. I say I can go eat or go play hoop.
Right.
Ups and downs of the chubby life.
Adam Sandler is an unconventional movie star. He favors oversized clothes, untied sneakers, and a fresh-from-the-hamper look. A proud father of two with his wife of 16 years, Jackie, he's a regular guy living a charmed life, which is all part of his appeal. His career is heavy with far-fetched comedies like Happy Gilmore and goofball gets the girl comedies like The Wedding Singer.
Could be the man grows old with you.
Shift.
His films usually feature his friends.
Shift.
And he usually plays a fish-out-of-water character.
Priest, I'm out of here!
Who prevails in the end. Mm-hmm. It's a formula that sometimes fizzles.
That's how we roll in our house, baby.
You know, when people talk about your career, they talk about these ups and then the downs, ups and the downs.
Man, I don't know what the downs have been. I mean, maybe in some people, when they write about me, they talk about my downs, but I don't have any downs. I loved every movie I've made. I've never in my entire career phoned one thing in.
The critics have said, I'm going to read you my favorite ones. You know, this movie is the last nail in Adam Sandler's coffin. Another said, he's no longer a movie star. And another one called you a man-child.
I hear that. Yeah, that makes some sense.
You're not bulletproof. I mean,
I'm not,
it's going to hurt.
That stuff doesn't hurt me anymore. I think it hurt me 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. It got me 20 years ago. I was kind of shell-shocked, like, what happened? They say I suck. I thought I was good at this.
I don't care. It needs to be changed. Do it.
His newest film may surprise his critics. Uncut Gems is far from a predictable Sandler farce. It's an intense, dark drama set in the cutthroat world behind New York's 47th Street Diamond District.
I'm not f***ing buying watches.
This is Howard Ratner.
He plays Howard Ratner, a jewelry dealer and sports gambler in desperate straits.
$1,000 a point. Okay.
It's a plum part with serious acting chops required for every scene.
I don't know what I'm thinking. I don't know what everybody's doing.
Everybody always talks about you being such a likable guy, and then you play this loud, sweaty, obnoxious character. Did you have any reservation about that?
I was scared, yeah. And I was like, oh, I don't know, man. I don't like him very much.
How you doing, Howie?
Good Pesach.
All right, Larry.
Hi, pal. How are you?
How are you?
Yo, yo. This is kind of the street where we shot a lot of stuff, got prepared, got to... It's basically the big part of the movie this far.
It is character rich here.
Yes.
And action!
Sandler researched the role for months, creating a cadence and wardrobe befitting the part. Rimless glasses, gold chains, and oversized teeth.
What's up?
Opposite retired NBA superstar Kevin Garnett, who plays himself.
Let me clean this for you.
You can clean them real
quick. Let me throw them in the ultrasonic for you for free.
In the movie, I tell Kevin Garnett's character, let me wash your earrings.
Right.
Let me polish those for you. And that's one of the guys told me that's the first move is get the jewelry off somebody.
Because they can't leave.
And you're doing something for them, and then you could discuss the flaws of what they have and say, I got something a little better for you, and that kind of thing.
It's clever.
Yeah, it's very clever.
The New York Diamond District is a world away from his hometown of Manchester, New Hampshire, where Sandler roamed the Little League fields. The only thing bigger than his hair was his confidence.
I was always very goofy looking. I didn't realize it at the time. I thought I was kind of a stud, but looking back at it, it is pretty ridiculous.
Where did the confidence come from?
My parents told me I was, my mother said how great I was all the time. I started to believe her. But my father would be like, you're great, but you ain't that great.
Oh my gosh.
This is it. This was the room I grew up in.
It's like a museum.
He grew up in this house, the youngest of four children. The rare comedian who says his childhood was happy.
But that was my.
Now, listen again.
It's hard to believe it's been 30 years since Adam Sandler first appeared on Saturday Night Live. But did you know that Sandler was let go just a few years after he joined the cast? We wanted to know why and how he evolved from a TV comic to the rarest of things, a humble movie star who's brought in billions of dollars at the box office. This month, the 53-year-old, who's sometimes described as juvenile, may surprise audiences who think they know the Sandman shtick. He takes on a gritty, dramatic role in a movie called Uncut Gems, and his performance is drawing some of the best reviews of his career. We wondered if all the buzz had turned Sandler into a serious, self-important actor. We got our answer when, fresh off an overnight flight, he wanted to meet us at a basketball court.
It looks like a bunch of high school kids or junior high. Usually I can keep up with that. Actually, no, not usually. How are you doing this?
Three on three.
I fly in, try to find a game somewhere, play, get a little sweat.
His game says a lot about the real Adam Sandler.
Oh, my bad.
Generous with an assist, quick to compliment.
Nice job, buddy.
But with sharp elbows and a tongue to match.
Ball hog.
You've been in New York like 36 hours. How many times have you played basketball?
Oh, that's very good. So yeah. Once with you, then I played right before this. I'd say five sessions.
Is that what you do pretty much every time?
It's kind of when I have nothing to do. I either I battle eating. I say, I can go eat or go play hoop.
Right, right.
Ups and downs of the chubby life.
Adam Sandler is an unconventional movie star. He favors oversized clothes, untied sneakers, and a fresh-from-the-hamper look. A proud father of two with his wife of 16 years, Jackie, he's a regular guy living a charmed life, which is all part of his appeal. His career is heavy with far-fetched comedies like Happy Gilmore and goofball gets the girl comedies like The Wedding Singer.
Could be the man who grows old with you.
Shift.
His films usually feature his friends.
Shift.
And he usually plays a fish-out-of-water character.
Priest, I'm out of here!
Who prevails in the end. Mm-hmm. It's a formula that sometimes fizzles.
That's how we roll in our house, baby.
You know, when people talk about your career, they talk about these ups and then the downs, ups and the downs.
Man, I don't know what the downs have been. I mean, maybe in some people, when they write about me, they talk about my downs, but I don't have any downs. I loved every movie I've made. I've never in my entire career phoned one thing in.
The critics have said, I'm going to read you my favorite ones. You know, this movie is the last nail in Adam Sandler's coffin. Another said he's no longer a movie star. And another one called you a man-child.
I hear that. Yeah, that makes some sense.
You're not bulletproof. I mean,
I'm not,
it's gonna hurt.
That stuff doesn't hurt me anymore. I think it hurt me 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. It got me 20 years ago. I was kind of shell-shocked, like, what happened? They say I suck. I thought I was good at this.
I don't care. It needs to be changed. Do it.
His newest film may surprise his critics. Uncut Gems is far from a predictable Sandler farce. It's an intense, dark drama set in the cutthroat world behind New York's 47th Street Diamond District.
I'm not f***ing buying watches.
This is Howard Ratner.
He plays Howard Ratner, a jewelry dealer and sports gambler in desperate straits.
$1,000 a point. Okay.
It's a plum part with serious acting chops required for every scene.
I don't know what I'm thinking. I don't know what everybody's doing.
Everybody always talks about you being such a likable guy, and then you play this loud, sweaty, obnoxious character. Did you have any reservation about that?
I was scared, yeah. And I was like, oh, I don't know, man. I don't like him very much.
How you doing, Howie?
Hey, good pay sock out.
All right, Larry.
Hi, pal. How are you?
How are you?
Yo, yo. This is kind of the street where we shot a lot of stuff, got prepared, got to... It's basically the big part of the movie this far.
It is character rich here. Right?
Yes.
And action!
Sandler researched the role for months, creating a cadence and wardrobe befitting the part. Rimless glasses, gold chains, and oversized teeth.
What's up?
Opposite retired NBA superstar Kevin Garnett, who plays himself.
Let me clean this for you.
You can clean them real
quick. Let me throw them in the ultrasonic for you for free.
In the movie, I tell Kevin Garnett's character, let me wash your earrings.
Right.
Let me polish those for you. And that's one of the guys told me that's the first move is get the jewelry off somebody.
Because they can't leave.
And you're doing something for them, and then you could discuss the flaws of what they have and say, I got something a little better for you, and that kind of thing.
It's clever.
Yeah, it's very clever.
The New York Diamond District is a world away from his hometown of Manchester, New Hampshire, where Sandler roamed the Little League fields. The only thing bigger than his hair was his confidence.
I was always very goofy looking. I didn't realize it at the time. I thought I was kind of a stud, but looking back at it, it is pretty ridiculous.
Where did the confidence come from?
My parents told me my mother said how great I was all the time. I started to believe her. But my father would be like, you're great, but you ain't that great.
Oh my gosh.
This is it. This was the room I grew up in.
It's like a museum.
He grew up in this house, the youngest of four children. The rare comedian who says his childhood was happy.
But that was my.
Mm-hmm.